Well, welcome to the, should be the last of these meetings, and it looks like we've done a good job here, and we'll just go through the final details. Okay, well, the minutes of the last meeting, we'll take those as read. Okay, the next thing we'll have a look at the prototypes and look at the evaluation criteria and finance, and then which is tied up with production, and then we can close. So in fact, if you'd like to present your proposals.
We basically have the same kind of layout here. It's just you hold it like this, and it gets kind of molded to the shape of your hand, basically. On the left, we've got the scroll for the volume. On the right, we have buttons for the channels up and down, and that kind of so you can hold it and scroll, you can hold it and push. This is the power key, which is kind of the biggest, you know, to turn off. That's the little menu key. This is the infrared section, so you go, it'll be sending rays if you're, you know, pointing it like that, you can send it.
Yeah.
Or if you hold it up
yeah.
like that, you send
good.
It.
Good.
We've got a microphone there, which for all voice commands, you can
uh-huh.
kind of talk to it like that, and it'll still
yeah.
kind of send.
Yeah.
The logo is down there.
Uh-huh.
And hers has the cover on it, and you can see like it just kind of goes. The red bits, the cover, kind of goes over everything,
yeah.
and there's holes for the buttons to
yeah.
come through.
And so we figured it would be kind of, you know, a lightweight plastic, just kind of a light nondescript gray, so that people want to buy the covers. And
yeah.
then the covers will be that sort of rubber material, like they make iPod covers, so they kind of stretch over.
Show me age of any more
Yeah, right now they're kind of, it's just kind of a rubbery, and that way, you know, spongy
yeah,
block is something that people
yeah.
wanted,
right.
and it just sort of stretches over, and that way I think it probably helps protect a little bit too.
Well,
yeah.
it's definitely easier to put on versus like mobile covers. You actually have to screw them on and stuff. And you kind of sometimes get somebody to do that for you. This is very much you just be able to stretch over to yourself and
go fine. Okay,
and
good.
Stay
yeah.
on, and then the buttons come through, and so and then each one of them on the very end will have the logo with the yellow
yeah.
circle
yeah.
and
the and that'll be the covers as well.
I mean, it's a detailed point. I just want. I mean, how will people put these down? I wonder.
Yeah.
Right. I decided for some strange reason in my mind that they put them down vertically, but
yeah.
You
could broaden it out a bit so it would stand.
Yeah.
Like
no, because particularly if they're going to have it as a, you know, as a fashion item.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a minor detail point. As you say, just made the face a little bit bigger.
Yeah, we just widened out.
Yeah, and then it just needs another logo somewhere. It's all. It just gives people the option, and if so, if they've got them. In fact, it occurs to me they might actually have several lines upon the.
One for each
area.
Yeah,
we just
like
this,
I guess. So
yeah, down
but that's. But
flat.
No, the overall concept is.
Somewhere like that.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's just going to be
the.
Natural
kind
of idea, where it's like. Maybe slightly. There,
yeah,
that kind of
works more
like a
flower
plant.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But
so it would be
balanced. Yeah,
the final product would
actually
stand.
But these are all minor details. I think the basic concept is absolutely bang on, and it is certainly meets our criteria of being, looking different.
Yeah.
So good. That's excellent. Right, let us, what's on the next one? Oh, right, yes, let's have a look at the finance. Now, we're given a clear design brief. Spreadsheet on.
maximal.
Oh, right. Good, this is why we make these things simple, so the boss can understand. Now, I've this is the company's costing for various aspects of design, and I've treated some of these slightly liberally, given the constraints placed on us. For instance, if they require us to have it in the corporate colours, then that is not a special colour, that's a standard colour. So we're just simply on batteries. The one decision I've had to make is that we will have to find this a regular standard chip to do this with, and I'm certain that they are around. So that I don't think is a serious problem. The voice sensor is expensive, but we made a basic decision that was absolutely fundamental to the design, so that has to stay. And again, the shape of the case is expensive to make because of the double curves. But on the other hand, because of our overall fashion concept, we should exceed the sales targets. It's simply made of plastic, so that's no problem. And just because the colour of the whole thing, that's there's some cost there. Where much you got a scroll wheel, we've got push buttons and a simple slider. So and the buttons are special colour. Anyway, the costings are coming in at exactly on target, 12.5. But I think we have a very strong case to argue that what we've got is so innovative and different that any slight compromise we have to make on cost is offset by the concept of it being a fashion accessory and having the interchangeable covers. So if the management expect us to be technologically innovative, then they have to accept that we can't operate absolutely within the constraints that they give. So we present this as the company's the company's way forward, and I think we can argue that we have coming on budget. Okay. Does anybody want to Andrew, what do you want to say?
Evaluation.
Yeah, evaluation. Where we're at.
The product or the project.
The product.
Well, my presentation, sir.
Yep.
Sure. Can I get that?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Just see the metal work correctly, all the conditions that we set out to solve from the point of view of the consumer and the management. So what I've been asked to do is on the whiteboard gauge our team response to these questions. So the scale of 1-7, 1 being true and 7 being false.
7 being a nice round number to work with.
Yeah. And then at the end, it's taking an average.
One for through and send for fillets.
Yes.
Yes.
So what are these questions? Is the device flashing in front of me?
I think that's
Yeah, I think that's definitely a one, yeah.
So also technological innovative?
Yes, but there's technology in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy to use?
Don't see if it made it any easier.
Yeah.
Suitable for consumer? That sounds
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it may met all of the consumer.
Yeah.
Is it complicated?
No.
No.
You're pretty well so far.
Functional?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Or
Can be found easily. So yeah, I mean
Built in the speed
left
choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Take long to learn to use, shouldn't
And else. RSM, appears to come standard, but
that's button, so it must be
Yeah, so
It is sort of the hammer more gone in correct as well.
Yeah.
So yeah.
What device would do with all age groups?
I think it will, because I mean older people who can't manage the buttons anyway will actually probably like the voice.
Yeah, well,
so
we had the data that starts saying that old people will be less likely to pay extra money, but the increased functionality, the ease of use of the device might make up for it.
I guess it's what I don't think we're actually charging a particular premium anyway.
I think it will tend to appeal more to younger age groups just because we have gone with the fashion focus and the younger people would be more conscious of that aspect of it. But I think it should still appeal on a certain level.
It will appeal for different reasons.
Yeah, I think
it's just
the simplicity of it.
Yeah. So I
Not having to learn to program, not having
So
the buttons.
I think we can reasonably say it's another one, why not?
Can you just click my mouse to move on to the next question? And what did we meet the mind?
In my interpretation of management instructions, is that yes, it meets requirements. It's television only. It's simple to use. It's within budget. Yes, and any minor points we argue. So I think we've. Done an amazing job in there.
Well done.
Coming up with the box.
So we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 divided by 11 spoons. Average of 1.
You need a calculator for them.
And that roughly concludes my evaluation of them.
Right, do either of you want to say anything?
I don't think so. I mean, we worked well together and looked really at what the consumers wanted and what we were trying to make, and seemed to discuss things pretty well and come to a good consensus.
Well, that's right. I mean, this slide here, I mean, the satisfaction with room for creativity. I mean, I think we've allowed ourselves as much creativity as the product allows. I look coming on leadership, teamwork. I think we've, in the end, we've worked pretty well together. It's like COVID whiteboard and digital pens. I think the results speak for itself. New ideas found. Again, you know, given relatively everyday product, I think we've very effectively come up with a new approach. Are the costs within budget? Yes, is the project evaluated? We're all happy that it meets all the criteria. Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
I think that's
Yeah.